The wind blew hard, trying to rip the tent out of our hands. We grabbed it, trying to keep it down. Our youth group was on its spring break retreat at Enchanted Rock. We drove 2 hours from church to get there, and the first thing that we had to do was to set up our tent. It was a new tent that we had bought, and I had never set it up before. We worked and worked, but the bars that held the tent up kept falling down. Finally, we got the tent up. But that night, it started to rain. First, the wind started to blow. I could hear it blowing through the flaps in the tent. It sounded like thunder. Then, a little bit later, it really began to thunder. The sounds echoed everywhere, and I began to hear something tapping on the roof, and raindrops started splashing on our tent. I got up and unzipped the tent door, trying to get all our shoes inside before they got soaked. I was just about to lie down again when I heard a voice from another tent say, "Hey! My tent's leaking! There's water in here!" Someone else's tent was leaking water. I heard them unzip their tent and move into another one. A few minutes later, I heard, "Hey! I think this tent's leaking too!" Everyone in my tent checked around to see if there were any leaks or water getting in. But, to our relief, my tent was dry. No matter how hard the rain tried, it couldn't get in. Sometimes the things of this world try to affect us as well, just like the raindrops try to get into our tent. Our friends, peer pressure, TV, movies, books, teachers, and music all try to send messages to us to tell us what they believe. Sometimes those messages are not messages that God likes. Sometimes they tell us that God's not real, or that He didn't make the world. Sometimes they tell us that we should follow what we want to do instead of what Jesus wants us to do. We have to set ourselves apart. The Bible tells us in Romans 12:2, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Jesus tells us that we must be different from this world, that we must be an example to everyone else. So we have to stand firm and be strong in what we believe, even if others look down on us.
Okay, well, Mimi here again, with Laurie, of course.
I'm back. Or actually, we're back.
Yeah, like we said, we're going to tell you the second part of the story. Remember when we went on that Rio Loco ride?
Rio Loco? Oh, I remember now.
Yeah, that was really spinny cool. Ride.
Yeah.
Where you went on that humongous river.
Uh-huh. We sat in this tire that holds 6 people. So, Jack, Mimi's little sister, Mimi, and me, we were sitting in this tire with 2 other people, and the river was rushing by really fast, and we were spinning around in circles, and there was all these twists and turns. We didn't know what was coming up next.
Yeah, and then when we got off, we were all like, dizzy.
Yeah, I got very dizzy. And there's that one surprise part.
Yeah. Waterfall.
Waterfall.
Splash. Man, I don't know why I always got the waterfall.
Yeah, I know.
I just got dried off, and then the next second I looked like a cat who just got their bath.
I know, but it was fun, though.
Yeah, even though we had to wait in a line that lasted for, I don't want to remember how long the line
lasted.
It
was, like, 2 hours.
In the heat.
Yes, in the heat.
Yeah, it was in the summer. I had to look on the bright side about me being the wettest person in our little group. I would least like to get too hot.
I was the person that was wet, too.
We all looked like we just had taken a shower in our clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know what made us do it, but we didn't bring our swimsuits, so we were so eager to get on the ride.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun ride, but the really scary part was
we really didn't know what was coming up or when the waterfall was. When you're on the ride itself, there was absolutely no way to tell when it was coming until the very last
second. And who it was going to hit, because the tire spins.
Yes. Well, like I said, we don't know what's down the road. Raise your hand if you can tell the future. Okay, nobody raised their hand, I'm sure of that. At least I hope so. Since we're not able to tell the future, we have to rely on predicting, judge from what happened in previous times, to be able to know what might happen ahead.
Even then, your predictions might not be correct.
Yeah, you've always got a 50-50 chance of being right and being wrong. Well, there's only one person who knows exactly what's going to happen, and that's God. And that's because He's the one who makes it happen. Right, Laurie?
Right. He was the creator of the earth, and He is in control of everything.
He created us, so He has every right to tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it.
So, as a Christian, we don't know what's coming up next for us.
Yeah. It could be bad, it could be good. We all say that we've got our ups and downs, and mm-hmm. that's perfectly true.
For a Christian also.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes good stuff happens.
Sometimes really bad stuff happens.
Bad stuff happen. And if it's good or bad, either way, we have to
trust in God
because God go through it.
Well, God will protect us. He's going to keep on protecting us, and he won't ever leave us. And that's what matters.
Right. Well,
I think that's all we've got to say for this part of the program. We got a final third part to go.
The last part of the SeaWorld trilogy.
Yep, the
coming
finale.
Up.
So
next
stay
month.
Tuned.
Bye-bye.
See ya.